Welcome to the JD Show. Only listen to this podcast if you really want an exceptional life. Because if you are looking for an ordinary life, this is not for you. So you can just move away, right? You can go on and do something else. But if you want extraordinary life, this is for you. Here's a conversation I had with someone a couple of days ago. And this is a regular conversation I have with most people. And unfortunately, most people do live an ordinary life. Okay, so if you're looking for ordinary life, this is not for you. And here's the conversation. So I jumped on a call with someone and she said, I've had loads of property trainings. And so I said, okay, so how long have you had trainings? I've had it for a few months. Have you closed a deal? No. Why not? Oh, I'm finding difficult to find investors. That's the easiest piece of the pie. So if you don't know how to raise external investment, what kind of trainings have you had in the first place? Oh, I've had trainings on developments and sourcing and, you know, how to find deals and so on and so forth. Okay, so you've had these trainings and you've not closed no deal. How about if I show you how to raise external investment? How about if I show you how to do planning uplifts, developments, conversions, HMOs, hotels, refurbs, add value, and just cover the whole range for like very nominal money? What if I show you how to do that? Oh, no, I don't want no more trainings. This is the conversation I had with someone. So you don't want no more trainings and you want to do a deal and you've not been able to do a deal while you've taken trainings. Either you're lying or you're exaggerating on the trainings you've had, or you're just dumb, straight, right? Because I do not know anyone who has really lived an extraordinary life without taking consistent professional development trainings. No one. Like, either they are taking consistent trainings or they're surrounded by people who are doing extraordinary things in their life, right? And they learn from those people. So without learning, you're just not going to be able to do anything, right? I used a very strong word, dumb. That is the way it is, right? So either you drop your ego. In fact, let me kind of share the correlation between ego and becoming a learner. The more you learn, the more you realize that you've got a lot more to learn, and that's a drop of ego. The bigger ego you have, the less you learn. So the bigger ego, the less you learn, the more ordinary or below ordinary life you live. The lower the ego, the more you learn, and the more extraordinary life you can actually live. And when I say extraordinary life, I'm not just talking about money and business. I'm talking about happiness. I'm talking about being able to feel content with your life, being able to create experiences in your life, listening, observing, watching others at any given time. You can learn from a little toddler to a teenager to, you know, grown-ups and people who are really successful in their fields. You can watch and observe and learn from every single person on what to do and what not to do a lot more of as well. But only if you drop your ego. But if you carry on with your ego, you're not going to learn. You're not going to be successful. In fact, let me share some exception here as well. I have seen people who have lots and lots of sort of big egos. They're still successful, but they have healthy egos. There's a difference between unhealthy ego and a healthy ego. If you have healthy ego, and you are really proud of what you've achieved in your life, and you know what you're capable of, that's healthy ego. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you have negative ego where, oh, I don't want to learn, I don't want to take trainings, I don't want to do this, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. If that's the kind of attitude and ego you bring into the picture, you're just going to live a below average life or a mediocre life, right? That's the game. So either you decide you're going to learn and keep your head down and get the work done, or you're just going to turn up and say, oh, I didn't close a deal for months on end. In fact, I know people, I come across people all the time who've had taken loads of trainings. Look them back 2 years later, 3 years later, 5 years later, they've not closed a deal. And you think, how is that even possible? Like, if someone is practically showing you how to do something, and we as human beings, as just really monkey genetics, we can just watch and observe and say, okay, this person did it this way. How can I take that and now apply it in my context? The context might be slightly different, but you can actually still use your own creativity and say, how can I apply in this in my context? But I just see anyone who's not consistently learning as just going to create a mediocre life. You're just not going to be able to rise above that. And you don't have to necessarily pay for trainings all the time. I think paid trainings are amazing. But if you still don't have lots of money sitting around, I mean, put your head down and watch YouTube videos, right? And I can assure you that without getting paid trainings, here it is, right? If you make 10 grand a year, right? Take 1 grand out of that, invest it into your personal and professional development. Because for you to be able to go from 10 grand a year to a million plus, that is the only sure pathway to success. Taking money from what you earn and investing that money in yourself. That is the biggest investment you can make. Either you take trainings, you take mentorship, you buy networking event tickets where there are some really highly prolific people coming. Go and meet, observe them, watch what they are doing, right? That is the way. In fact, surround yourself with mentors. Either it is a business mentor, a property mentor, an instructor where you're looking after your health and well-being, your nutrition coach. You got to be able to surround yourself with mentors if you really want to succeed in your life. Like I said, not just business, but really on all sorts of levels, emotional, you know, social. I mean, I come across people who struggle to find dates just purely because they don't have amazing social skills. You got to go and learn these skills. There are coaches out there who are teaching this stuff. People who are struggling with their health, they just won't go and hire a nutritionist, right? They won't go hire an instructor. The only way to succeed in every aspect of your life is to learn. Either you pay for it, you don't pay for it. I would recommend pay for it. Like I said, if you're earning 10 grand a year, take 1 grand out of it, invest it in yourself. Personal, professional development. If you're making 100 grand, take 20, 30 grand out of it and invest into your personal, professional development. If you're making now a million, invest 200 grand and in your personal, professional development. And it is not just about investing in mentoring and coaching and, you know, trainings and so on and so forth. It's about surrounding yourself with people who are actually achieving what you want to achieve in your life, and money allows you to do that, to be able to travel, to be able to attend networking events with them, to be able to attend dinners with them. All sorts of things are around you. All you gotta do is look for those people who are achieving in every aspect what you want to achieve in the first place. Like I said, I am repeating myself, but it makes such a big difference. The bigger the ego, negative ego, the more mediocre life you're gonna live. The lower unhealthy ego, the more successful or more content life you will live. That is a correlation, straightforward correlation. In fact, I'm actually going to write a book on this because it's so important, unbelievably how many people I come across that really don't understand. And they would say no to trainings, they would say no to mentoring, they would say no to half a million things around them. And you just look at them and think, that is just pure ego, unhealthy ego, that's not allowing you to reach your own full potential, okay? Every time you invest in something, a training, a coaching, a mentoring program, surrounding yourself with the right people, every time you invest, it will pay you off long-term many, many times over. All you got to do is start investing now, and you look back 5-10 years later, and you'll just come out as a completely different person, someone who's just created an extraordinary life around them in every aspect of life, every aspect of life that you invest in. I have come across people who'd invest in one thing of their life, like maybe business, and then not invest in their health. And then all of a sudden you see this really big sort of imbalance where they are doing well in their business, but they're now struggling with health because they never invested money. So you got to create a balance there and invest in all aspects of your life to be able to create an amazing life. I can assure you, I've worked with so many billionaires through my businesses where I have seen them struggling with their health. They have all the money in the world, but they don't have health. And if you don't have health, you've got nothing, right? So you gotta invest in your health, and then you invest in everything else at the back of that. The first step is investing in your health, in your nutrition, in your, you know, you do your workout, whatever it is. But at the same time, the next step now becomes is reaching your own full potential in every aspect of your life. I just wanted to come and share this. Like I said, I mean, this is a conversation, like I say, I probably would have this 4 or 5 times a week with people where they just are not prepared to invest in themselves. You're not paying us the money. You're not paying another mentor the money. You're investing in yourself. Listen to me insisting on investment. It's an investment in yourself, reaching your full potential, right? You don't want to look back 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, and you've not achieved anything or not much. And that's purely because you have just decided not to invest in yourself, right? You gotta be able to, right? And like I said, the only way to get to a million plus in your life is, okay, you know what? I'm making 50 grand. I'm gonna take 5 grand, invest it into a program, right? And then if you make, now you get to, let's say that program helps you get from 50 to a 70 or 80. Now next year, you take 8 grand, 10% or more, and then invest into another program that will help you go from 80 grand to now 150 grand. And so on and so forth. That is the only way to be able to increase your income, achieving a high income skill in the first place. And that is the only way to do it. When you start learning all of these skills, you get to a point when you actually start to learn about leadership. And that's when you can start to grow your team and your business at the same time. But again, all these skills are learnable skills. There's lots and lots of books, lots and lots of science behind it. Yes, there's lots of R's behind it as well. In fact, let me share a conversation with you which I had with, he was actually a chairman of a listed company. And I remember I was reading a creativity book, a book about creativity. And he actually asked me, what book are you reading? So I said to him, this is the book. And he actually said, you know what, I'm going to take a picture of this and I'm going to ask my team to buy 200 of these books and distribute in our office. And then he was actually having a conversation with his wife. And his wife said, oh, you can't become more creative by reading creativity books. And he said, no, you can be. Because it's a very gray area, but at the same time, when you start to read about how to be more creative, you can actually become more creative, right? Or when you start to take training programs on creativity and you practice that creativity in your business, in your profession, you tend to become more creative. Science, you can always learn from everything, but creativity is something you can learn as well in and itself. Again, go and invest. That is the only way you're going to succeed in life. Within PEN, we are about to start a leadership certificate program, a persuasion certificate program, and at the same time, we are also going to start a creativity certificate program that you will be able to get access for absolutely free. So watch out the space. Irrespective of where you're learning from, for amazing experiences, make sure you subscribe to this podcast and we will literally share with you things that will change your life absolutely forever. So have an absolutely amazing day, and this is Jack Dalra Show.